Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Today across Israel, the sun is shining brightly, with clear skies in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. It's a perfect day to be out and about. In Haifa, expect mild temperatures, while Eilut enjoys a warm and sunny afternoon. Here are today's headlines. First, just in, the U.S. has launched its 9th consecutive night of strikes on Iran. CENTCOM reports that these attacks aim to diminish Iranian forces threatening commercial shipping in the Strait of Hormuz. This update comes from Ynet. Also, according to the Times of Israel, the U.S. strikes on Iran have provoked retaliatory attacks by the IRGC on Syria, Kuwait, and Bahrain. American forces have redirected 6 ships and disabled another amid a naval blockade on the Islamic Republic. Also this hour, from Israel Hayom, unidentified remains found at a strike site in Jordan could be linked to an American soldier reported missing. The identification process is ongoing following the soldier's reported death in Iraq. Separately, I-24 News reports that 2 U.S. troops have been killed in Iranian attacks on Jordan, with another soldier missing. U.S. strikes on Iran have reportedly targeted multiple sites in Hormozgan province. And finally, JNS highlights a concerning rise in antisemitism, fueled by recent discourse on Judaism and Zionism. This includes October 7th revisionism and genocide inversion, particularly noted in the United Kingdom. Here's what people are saying online. Arsen Ostrovsky, a noted commentator, highlighted the U.S.'s sustained strikes on Iran, emphasizing CENTCOM's focus on neutralizing threats to commercial shipping. Yishai Fleischer, an Israeli activist, questions the U.S.'s military aid to Israel, urging listeners to understand the implications and the current U.S.-Iran tensions in his latest YouTube episode. Eli Afriat, an Israeli commentator, shared that heavy attacks are also occurring in Syriac and southern Iran. Let's go deeper into these stories, starting with the U.S. strikes on Iran. As reported by Ynet, CENTCOM has targeted Iranian forces to protect commercial shipping in the Strait of Hormuz. This strategic waterway is vital for global oil transport, and the attacks come amid increasing tensions in the region. The implication for global oil markets and regional stability is significant, as any disruption could have widespread economic effects. Turning to the Times of Israel's report, the IRGC's retaliatory actions against Syria, Kuwait, and Bahrain indicate an escalating conflict. The U.S. naval blockade and redirection of ships underscore the gravity of the situation. For civilians in these regions, this escalation poses a direct threat to safety and stability. Meanwhile, Israel Hayom reveals the discovery of unidentified remains in Jordan following the death of an American soldier in Iraq. This development highlights the risks faced by military personnel in volatile areas. The ongoing identification process is crucial for bringing closure to affected families. In a related development, I-24 News discusses the impact of Iranian attacks that resulted in the death of 2 U.S. troops in Jordan. The U.S.'s aggressive response in Hormozgan province marks a significant escalation in military actions. For the region, this heightens the potential for further conflict. Finally, JNS reports on the dangerous discourse surrounding Judaism and Zionism. The rise in antisemitic rhetoric, especially in the UK, poses a threat to Jewish communities worldwide. This highlights the need for vigilance and education to counter harmful narratives. On the economic front. First, Moody's has lowered Israel's growth forecast due to ongoing conflict risks. The ratings agency maintains Israel's Ba1 rating, but warns that geopolitical tensions might slow economic growth. This is according to CTEC. Separately, Israel Hayom Business notes that Bezeq has topped the Mala Social Responsibility ranking for the 3rd consecutive year. The firm continues to lead in corporate responsibility with a Platinum Plus rating. And finally, From Globes, Israel's High Court has temporarily suspended a law banning the arrest of Haredi draft dodgers. This decision follows a recent Knesset enactment, highlighting tensions between legal and governmental authorities. That's your Israel 18 news update for morning. We'll be back with more at 5 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.